This is Science Friday. I am Ira Flatow. It's the day after Thanksgiving. The plates have been washed, the relatives been packed off to wherever they came from, and you've got your eye on that leftover slice of pie. So take a moment and join us for our own Science Friday holiday tradition. That's highlights from the Ig Nobel Awards. It's an annual tribute to research that first makes you laugh and then makes you think. This year's 21st First Annual Ig Nobel Prize Ceremony took place at Harvard Sanders Theater in late September. The prizes are intended to celebrate the unusual, honor the imaginative, and spur people's interest in science, medicine, and technology. This year's awards included research into airborne wasabi, the importance of sighing, and some tasty songs about the chemistry of coffee. We won't be taking your calls this hour, so give your dialing finger a rest. And now, on to the Igs.
There's yttrium, ytterbium, actinium, rubidium, and boron, gadolinium, niobium, iridium, and strontium, and zirconium, strontium, and samarium, bismuthium, erythium, beryllium, and barium. There's holmium and helium and hafnium and erbium and phosphorus and francium and fluorine and tritium and manganese and mercury and molybdenum and magnesium, dysprosium and scandium and cerium and cesium, lead, praseodymium and platinum, plutonium, palladium, promethium, potassium, polonium, tantalum, technetium, titanium, tellurium,
and cadmium and calcium and chromium and curium.
There's sulfur, californium, and fermium, berkelium, and osmium, and alidium, and cyanium, nobelium, and argon, titanium, radon, and zinc, and rhodium, and chlorine, carbon, cobalt, copper, tungsten, and sodium. These are the only ones of which the news has come to Harvard.
But I'm from Sheffield University, and we know there are at least another dozen that have been discovered.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, literati, glitterati, pseudo-intellectuals, quasi-pseudo-intellectuals, and stereoisomers, may I introduce our master of ceremonies, the editor of the Annals of Improbable Research, Chief Airhead Mark Abrams.
Good evening. We are gathered here tonight to honor some remarkable individuals and groups. Every winner has done something that makes people laugh and then think. The Ig Nobel ceremony is produced by the Science Humor magazine, The Annals of Improbable Research, and co-sponsored by the Harvard Radcliffe Science Fiction Association, the Harvard Radcliffe Society of Physics Students, and by the Harvard Computer Society. Tonight, 10 prizes will be given. The achievements speak for themselves. All too eloquently. The editors of the Annals of Improbable Research have chosen a theme for this year's ceremony, and that theme is chemistry. Let me introduce a few of the several hundred people who are here on our stage. First, the Nobel laureates. A 1986 Nobel laureate in chemistry, Dudley Hirschbach. A 1993 Nobel laureate in physiology or medicine, Rich Roberts. A 2007 Nobel laureate in economics, Eric Maskin. A 2010 Nobel laureate in economics, Peter Diamond. A 1998 Nobel laureate in physiology or medicine, Lou Ignaro. A 2005 Nobel laureate in physics, a man who for more than a decade has humbly swept paper airplanes from the stage at this ceremony, Roy Glauber. A 1990 Nobel laureate in physics from MIT, Jerome Friedman. As usual, was prevented from joining us He appears now via the magic of videotape.
Congratulations. I hope you are enjoying this as much as I am.
As you know, we used to have a problem at this ceremony. Many of the speakers would exceed their allotted time. Here's how we now solve that problem. Please welcome the charming, delightful, ever so cute Miss Sweetie Poo. Miss Sweetie Poo, will you please demonstrate what you will do when someone has exceeded their allotted time?
Please stop! I'm bored! Please stop! I'm bored!
Thank you, Miss Sweetie Poo.
Please stop!
Now, Miss Sweetie Poo. Thank you, Miss Sweetie Poo. Now, Miss Sweetie Poo. Thank you, Miss Sweetie Poo. And now, Professor Jean Berko Gleason will deliver the traditional Ig Nobel welcome speech.
Welcome. Welcome.
We're honored to have with us tonight some Ig Nobel Prize winners from previous years. You may have noticed a while back that Dudley Hirschbach is wearing an unusual business suit. Dudley, could you stand up? And I am wearing an unusual business suit. If you're near the stage, you may have noticed that these suits smell quite wonderful. And it's not just Dudley, it's not just me, it's the suits. The 1999 Ig Nobel Prize in Environmental Protection was awarded to the inventor of the self-perfuming business suit. Please welcome from the Kolin Company in Korea, Hyuk Ho Kwon.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. I'm really moved to come back to this ceremony again. When I received the Ig Nobel Prize with the self-perfuming business suit back in 1999, I said, just as I expected my lifetime to be fragrant, I hope every one of you may have the fragrance in your life, but in 12 years, I find that only my suit still has good smell. this is my new product, which is designed to save lives from the dangers of nature, such as an accident in mountains. So I hope this jacket could save your life and the fragrance in your life could save your soul. Thank you.
The 2009 Ig Nobel Prize in Chemistry was awarded for testing whether Coca-Cola is an effective spermicide. Please welcome the scientist who did it, Dr. Deborah Anderson.
Classic Coke kills sperm within 1 second. Diet Coke is equally effective. The new Coke and Cherry Coke are not effective. Be careful when you use Coca-Cola as a contraceptive.
The 1996 Ig Nobel Prize in Art was awarded to the creator of the plastic pink flamingo. Please welcome back Don Featherstone and his wife, Nancy Featherstone.
Did you ever think what this world would be like without chemistry? You wouldn't have some of the beautiful things that we have today like the pink plastic lawn flamingo.
Each year, the ceremony features what they call a mini opera. This year's was a musical tribute to the chemistry of coffee. Here's a sample.
Special molecule. Certain molecules have allure. Hey, I like carbon, but I love graphene. But always, always my chem de jour, that little molecule they call caffeine.
Welcome back to Science Friday. I'm Ira Flatow. Now back to Harvard Sanders Theater for more of the Ig Nobel Awards.
And now let's get it over with. Ladies and gentlemen, the awarding of the 2011 Ig Nobel Prizes. We are giving out 10 prizes. The winners come from many nations. This year's winners have truly earned their prizes. Karen, would you tell them what they've won?
Each year's winner will receive an Ig Nobel Prize.
And what else?
A piece of paper saying they've won an Ig Nobel Prize.
Are there any distinguishing marks?
It's signed by several Nobel laureates, and it's made of chemicals.
Ah, great. Genuine chemicals.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, good. This is the coveted Ig Nobel Prize. It's a periodic table. This was invented by Tao Gray, and Tao Gray received the Ig Nobel Prize in Chemistry for inventing the periodic table. And now our winners. First, the Physiology Prize. The Ig Nobel Prize in Physiology is presented to Anna Wilkinson of the UK, Natalie Sabans of the Netherlands, Hungary, and Austria, Isabella Mandel of Austria, and Ludwig Huber of Austria for their study, No Evidence of Contagious Yawning in the Red-Footed Tortoise. And here is Ludwig Huber.
So many, many thanks to you for your patience and for your laughing. It is really a funny story, and this is Anna Wilkinson. All the credits go to her. She is the mastermind behind the cold-blooded cognition lab in Vienna. So we are testing reptiles like tortoise, whether they engage in social learning, in any kind of social behavior. So for instance, we found that they learn socially, although they are a completely solitary species, and also they follow the gaze of each other. But they do not yawn contagiously. That means they do not behave in the way we behave if we empathize, if we share interests and do other things. So this is really a story about the evolution of cognition. I thank Anna, I thank Isabella, I thank Natalie Sebans, and also Wilhelmina and all the tortoises. Thank you.
The Chemistry Prize. The Ig Nobel Chemistry Prize is awarded this year to Makoto Imai, Naoki Urushihata, Hideki Tanimura, Yukinoba Tajima, Hideaki Gato, Koichiro Mizoguchi, and Junichi Murakami of Japan for determining the ideal density of airborne wasabi, pungent horseradish, to awaken sleeping people in case of a fire or other emergency, and for applying this knowledge to invent the wasabi alarm. Here is everyone.
We have been thinking about how to wake up people with hearing disabilities in case of emergency. The answer is wasabi spray. The optimal concentration of airy wasabi is from 5 to 20 ppm. By the way, this prize is a gift from the subject who slept in the examination room and had been choked with a pungent smell, with tears and cough. I do appreciate their courage and cooperation. Our next mission is to maximize the potential of wasabi spray. For example, to reduce uncomfortable smell of shoes. Do not spray onto sushi and Japanese noodles. Thank you.
The Medicine Prize, the Ig Nobel Prize in Medicine is awarded this year to Miriam Tuck of the Netherlands and the UK, Deborah Trampa of the Netherlands, and Luke Vorlop of Belgium, and jointly to Matthew Lewis, Peter Snyder, and Robert Feldman of the USA, and to Robert Pietrzak, David Darby, and Paul Maruff of Australia for demonstrating that people make better decisions about some kinds of things but worse decisions about other kinds of things when they have a strong urge to urinate. Please welcome Miriam Tuck, Luke Vorlop, and Peter Snyder, Robert Feldman, and David Darby. Each group will give its own speech.
Thank you. In our research, we examine whether a physiological form of control, bladder control, can also facilitate behavioral control. We had several participants who had to drink either a lot or just a little bit of water, and approximately 1.5 hour later, they engaged in several tasks. It turned out that those who had to control their bladder to a larger extent were better able at controlling their automatic impulses, and they were more patient with money, so they could wait for a later but larger reward instead of wanting a more immediate reward. This suggests that neurological control signals are task unspecific, which has important implications for impulse control. Thank you.
Well, thank you on behalf of all scientists who work tirelessly each and every day to understand the complex relationship between man's brain and his urologic system. Our results are a little bit different from what you just heard because we caused some serious pain in our study. The brain's control of bladder is complex. We can delay voiding as long as we choose to a point. As we know, the longer we wait, the more pain that we feel. Using sensitive cognitive tests that we designed ourselves, we found that increasing cognitive impairment in attention and working memory with delayed voiding. These impairments were the same, actually, as staying awake for 24 hours or if you reach the legal limit for driving at a bar. Also, these deficits magically go away as soon as you run to the bathroom. Why this relationship between thinking and peeing?
When you gotta go,
you gotta go.
And now, it's time for the Win a Date with a Nobel Laureate contest. And here's Karen Hopkin to tell us about our laureate.
Thank you, my silver-filled whoopie pie. Tonight, we have a real treat for you. Our Win a Date prize is a charmer called Lou. Louis Ignaro won the 1998 Nobel Prize in Physiology or Medicine. His stimulating studies on nitric oxide and its effects on erectile function in rabbits almost single-handedly gave rise to the development of Viagra. A native of Brooklyn, this cuddly little bundle of pluck knows how to handle a stickball bat. Lou enjoys fun in the sun and other places. He's a master of N.O., but if you take Lou home tonight... please give a warm win-a-day welcome to Lou Ignaro.
Right. Let's see who will win a date with this Nobel laureate. When you enter the hall tonight, you are handed an attractive printed program. Please pick it up, open it, and look through it. If your program contains a picture of Professor Lipscomb making a cup of tea, then you've won a date with this Nobel laureate. Come on down and collect your prize. Good luck, kids. Now, a very special musical event. You're familiar with Tom Lehrer's classic song, The Elements. He also made an alternate version. It has been performed only once in public, and that was long ago in a place where there were very few people to see it. Here, now, is the modern premiere of The Elements by Aristotle, translated by Tom Lehrer. It will be performed by mezzo-soprano Roberta Gilbert and pianist Brandon Grimmett.
Of the IGs have been honored for things as diverse as studying the physics of hula hooping or research into why woodpeckers don't get headaches. Ever think about that? 10 genuine IG Nobel Prizes are awarded each year. Winners travel to the IG ceremony at their own expense, if they dare.
The Psychology Prize. The IG Nobel Prize in Psychology is awarded to Carl Halvor Teigen of the University of Oslo, Norway, for trying to understand why, in daily life, people sigh. Please welcome Carl Halvor Teigen.
Well, this study is the result of a research project with psychology students. I wanted to show that there are still topics in psychology that have been overlooked by research. Size is one such topic. We found no empirical studies of size, so we had to invent our own psychology. We asked people what it meant when other people sighed, and they thought they were simply sad. But when they sighed themselves, it simply meant resignation, I give up. So we gave people puzzles they could not solve, and they gave up, and they sighed. Others have claimed different results. Physiologically, sighing serves to normalize irregular breathing during stress. But we also think...
Please stop! I'm bored!
When you are bored, you should sigh.
The Literature Prize. The Ig Nobel Prize in Literature this year is awarded to John Perry of Stanford University, USA, for his theory of structured procrastination, which says, to be a high achiever, always work on something important, using it as a way to avoid doing something that's even more important. Professor Perry was unable to be here tonight, but he sent a colleague to accept on his behalf. Please welcome Deborah Wilkes.
Good evening, ladies, gentlemen, and academics. I'm John Perry's editor, and I have, this is one of my duties, right, to show up because he is a procrastinator. So he has sent me this message. He's in Germany this evening and wanted me to relay these words. Beam at audience. I'm honored to receive this prize for my work on structured procrastination, and sorry I can't be here to celebrate with all these esteemed winners. Frankly, as a devout practitioner of structured procrastination, it was all I could do to compose this little speech. My thanks go mainly to my editor, Deborah Wilkes, who, despite my procrastination, has published some of my finest works over many years. I have, in my opinion, made enormous contributions to philosophy in the course of my career, changing the way that occupants of the most widely deserted mansion we call analytic philosophy thanks, and certainly I get tons of email, and thank you, and blow a kiss to the audience.
The Physics Prize. The Ig Nobel Physics Prize is awarded this year to Philippe Perrin, Cyril Perrault, Dominique Deveterne, and Bruno Raguru of France, and Herman Kingma of the Netherlands for determining why discus throwers become dizzy and why hammer throwers don't. The winners could not journey to the ceremony. Instead, here is their acceptance speech delivered by video.
On behalf of all of us, we're very happy to accept the Ig Nobel Prize. As we understand, it's something that deals with research that at first glance sounds very funny. And we accept it especially because we want to show that our research is not funny at all. We're very serious researchers trying to find out how the balance system works. We do that in a sports situation, in natural situation, and especially also in patients. So one of the things that we develop is knowledge to help our patients. And one of the examples is vestibular implants, understanding more about diseases, and this is that we want to bring under your attention. Thank you.
Complementary to this field, it's also a big interest to understand motion sickness.
The Ig Nobel Prizes were awarded for achievements that first make people laugh and then make them think. The awards are given out by the Science Humor magazine, the Annals of Improbable Research. You can find out more about them at improbable.com. We'll be back in a moment with more from Sanders Theater, so stay with us. Welcome back to Science Friday. I'm Ira Flatow. They revered the pink plastic flamingo, gave an award to a translator for dog barks, presented the inventor of karaoke with a Peace Prize, and believe a long-winded speech is best dealt with by a sweet little girl saying, "Please stop, I'm bored." This hour, yep, it's highlights from the Ig Nobel Prize ceremony presented each year by the editors of the science humor magazine, The Annals of Improbable Research. You can find out more about them at improbable.com. So let's go back to Harvard Sanders Theater, where something unusual is probably going to happen.
The Biology Prize. The Ig Nobel Prize in Biology this year goes to Daryl Gwynn of Canada and Australia and the USA, and David Rentz of Australia and the USA for discovering that a certain kind of beetle mates with a certain kind of Australian beer bottle. Please welcome Daryl Gwynn, David Rentz.
This is a study of sex and the brewing industry in Australia. And it was some 23 years ago we did this study. And David and I have been waiting by the telephone for the phone call for decades, and it finally came. It's a study of Australian beetles that are fooled into mating with beer bottles, and I let my colleague David Rentz take up the theme.
Well, we were out on the Australian desert one morning, and we discovered a large beetle called the Buprestid that was attempting to mate with beer bottles that had been cast along the side of the road by truck drivers and the like. And we did a number of experiments that isolated the causes of this, and it had to do with color and with the tubercles that seemed to be on the bottom of the beer bottle held as grips. Now, keep talking.
Please stop.
It has deep ecological significance for the conservation of the beetles and also for sexual differences theory. Only males make mating mistakes. Not females.
Chief Airhead Mark Abrams says of the prize that some people covet it, others flee from it. Some see it as a hallmark of civilization, others as a scuff mark. Some laugh with it, others laugh at it. Many praise it, a few condemn it, others are just mystified.
The Mathematics Prize. The Ig Nobel Prize in Mathematics is awarded to Dorothy Martin of the USA, who predicted the world would end in 1954, Pat Robertson of the USA, who predicted the world would end in 1982, Elizabeth Clare Prophet of the USA, who predicted the world would end in 1990, Lee Jang Rim of Korea, who predicted the world would end in 1992, Credonia Mwerinde of Uganda, who predicted the world would end in 1999, and Harold Camping of the USA, who predicted the world would end on September 6, 1994, and later predicted that the world will end on October 21st, 2011. They are being awarded this prize for teaching the world to be careful when making mathematical assumptions and calculations. The winners could not or would not be with us tonight. The 24/7 lectures are about to begin. The first 24/7 lecture, well, I should explain what they are, shouldn't I? Right. 24/7 lectures, they are the world's top thinkers. They're invited here to tell us very briefly what they are thinking about. Each 24/7 lecturer will explain his or her subject twice. First, a complete technical description in 24 seconds. And then, after a brief pause, a clear summary that anyone can understand in 7 words. The 24-second time limit will be enforced by our referee, Mr. John Barrett. Mr. Barrett, do you have any advice for our 24/7 lecturers?
Gentlemen, keep it clean.
And now, The first 24/7 lecture will be delivered by a pioneer in the study of protein folding, a professor of biology at MIT, a member of the Whitehead Institute, Susan Lindquist. Her topic, stress responses. First, a complete technical description of the subject in 24 seconds. On your mark, get set, go.
Brief sublethal exposures to diverse proteotoxic stresses induces a highly orchestrated cellular response that counteracts apoptotic and necrotic cell death pathways through the deployment of molecular osmolytes, protein folding reagents, remodeling factors, and deubiquitinating and ubiquitinating ligases.
And now, a clear summary that anyone can understand in 7 words. On your mark, get set, go.
What doesn't kill you makes you strong.
The next 24/7 lecture will be delivered by a professor of chemistry at Oklahoma University, a visiting professor at MIT, a science advisor to the television program Breaking Bad, Donna Nelson. Her topic, single-walled carbon nanotubes. First, a complete technical description in 24 seconds. On your mark, get set, go.
We analyzed functionalized single-walled carbon nanotubes by using NMR. Initially, we found that the analyses were not reproducible. They seemed to depend upon how long the samples sat before analysis. We thought the nanotubes might be rebundling, so we tried sonicating the samples just before taking the NMR. That produced consistent results.
And now, a clear summary that anyone can understand in 7 words. On your mark, get set, go.
Nanotube analyses should be shaken, not stored.
The next 24/7 lecture will be delivered by a professor of chemistry at Harvard, 1986 Nobel laureate in chemistry, Dudley Hirschbach. His topic, chemistry. First, a complete technical description in 24 seconds. On your mark?
Preamble. Look at page 3 of your program. You'll find, oh no. That's what my talk is about, a reaction that produces, oh no.
First, a complete technical description in 24 seconds. On your mark? Get set, go.
Laser-induced fluorescent spectra have been obtained for OH radicals produced when hydrogen atoms and NO2 react in thermal energy collisions in the region where the two beams intersect, the reagents intersect. Spectra of the 00120112012 and 13 bands of the A doublet sigma to X doublet pi system have been observed. Distributions of OH over the whole energetically accessible range of Rho vibrational levels have been determined using surprisal analysis.
And now a clear summary that anyone can understand in 7 words. On your mark, get set, go.
Molecules are seldom vicious, although often capricious.
The Public Safety Prize. The Ig Nobel Prize in Public Safety is awarded to John Senders of the University of Toronto, Canada, for conducting a series of safety experiments in which a person drives an automobile on a major highway while a visor repeatedly flaps down over his face, blinding him.
Thank you. In 1963, I was asked to investigate normal driving. Everyone was looking at accidents and things like that. And Don Gordon at the Bureau of Public Roads said if I knew anything about normal driving, he'd love to hear about it. So On the highways round old Cambridge goes the car of old John Sanders, daring scientist. Old John Sanders drives with eyes closed half the time. Then he built a driving helmet. On command, his sight occluded. Others thought he was deluded. Drives with eyes closed half the time. In accord with expectations, found robust correlations. Wider roads, slower speeds, far, far fewer looks he needs. Then came cell phones. Then came texting. Then came deaths and lawsuits vexing. Now, to quantify distraction, my technique gives satisfaction. 40 years after the publication, my occlusion method became an international standard. Thank you.
The Peace Prize, the Ig Nobel Peace Prize this year, is awarded to Artūras Zuokas, the mayor of Vilnius, Lithuania, for demonstrating that the problem of illegally parked luxury cars can be solved by running them over with an armored tank.
Thank you. It seems that they have discovered what unites people around the globe, and is universally understood that an idiot blocking a bike lane is the same idiot no matter where he lives and what language he speaks. If we finally solve the problems of illegal parking, the world for sure will be a better place with peace and harmony. And I'm glad to have to do my part in it. Mark Twain said, the human race has only one really effective weapon, and that is laughter. Thank you very much for this award.
Now, before we finish up the evening, it's time for the triumphal handshaking with Nobel laureate Roy Glauber. All the new Nobel Prize winners will now emerge, one by one, through the sacred curtain, there to receive a token handshake from Nobel laureate Roy Glauber. Let the emerging and the shaking begin.
Past winners have tackled tough questions like, does the 5-second rule apply when you drop food on the floor? And why do shower curtains billow inwards? The awards are given out by the Science Humor magazine, the Annals of Improbable Research. You can find out more about them at improbable.com.
Professor Jean Berko Gleason will deliver the traditional Ig Nobel goodbye, goodbye speech.
Goodbye. Goodbye.
Ig Nobel Prize winners and the Nobel laureates, please gather here at center stage. Stay here if you are here. Gather here at center stage for a pointless photo opportunity. Ladies and gentlemen, please whack your hands together and shower them with self-esteem. On behalf of the Harvard Radcliffe Science Fiction Association and the Harvard Radcliffe Society of Physics Students, and on behalf of the Harvard Computer Society, especially from all of us at the Annals of Improbable Research, please remember this final thought. If you didn't win an Ig Nobel Prize tonight, and especially if you did, better luck next year. Thank you.
Thank you.
arsenic, aluminum, and hydrogen, and oxygen, and nitrogen, and nickel, neodymium, tritium, and iron, americium, lutetium, europium, zirconium, lutetium,
vanadium,
and lanthanum, and osmium, and astatine,
and radium,
and the golden heart, actinium, and indium,
and gallium,
And iodine and thorium and thulium and thallium. There's yttrium, ytterbium, actinium, rubidium, and boron, gadolinium, niobium, and rhenium, and strontium, and silicon, and silver, and samarium, and bismuth, chrome, and lithium, beryllium, and barium, and strontium, and silicon, and silver, and samarium, and bismuth, chrome, and lithium, beryllium.
That's it for another year. Thanks to audio engineers Miles Smith and Frank Cunningham for their help in recording the show, and to Ig Nobel impresario Mark Abrams. Our program's senior producer is Annette Heiss. Charles Berquist is our director. Flora Lichtman is our multimedia editor. Our producers are Christopher Intagliata and Alessio Bayak. Sam Flato is our production assistant. Our intern is Francie Deep. Neil Rausch is our technical director at the controls here in New York. And if you missed any part of the program or others, go to iTunes and subscribe to our podcast, audio and video. Go to our website at sciencefriday.com and take SciFry along with you on your iPhone and Android apps. You can continue a week-long discussion on Twitter and Facebook, and you can sign up and become a member of Science Friday. If you'd like to write us, please send your letters to Science Friday, 4 West 43rd Street, room 306, New York, New York, 10036. I'm Ira Flato in New York. Have a happy holiday.